In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, Amen.
Amen.
I sort of made a confession this morning when Billy was asking me what I was going to preach about, and I said, "Well, the parables," but I really don't like parables. My probably business school background, you know, you're supposed to be short and sweet and say what you mean. And it always has felt like the parables were such that they sort of tease us into finding meaning or memory or whatever somewhere. So I've never had this real affection for them. And looking today, or the last couple of days, at the various meanings of parables, I found more than one meaning for the parables that we heard in the gospel that Melissa read so well this morning. There were several different meanings. But my take on the ones today is first the mustard seed. I remember growing up, my sister had a little, looked like a marble, and in it was a little seed, and then it was like a necklace, and that was a mustard seed. And that's my earliest memory of mustard seeds, that they are really, really tiny. And that true, when they grow, they become big bushes and even trees that birds can be on and things like that. And I think that image or that parable that Jesus shares with us really is about our faith. If you think about it, all of us, we begin our faith journey, well, most of us begin our faith journey with some faith. It may be a small amount, but we begin it with some faith, and that faith is nourished and grows and develops into maybe a large bush as well. The second one is about making bread, and I love to make bread, but as a diabetic now, I've had to give that up. Although just the smell of bread baking is just wonderful. I love that. But I looked up the actual measures of what Jesus said in this parable today, and 3 measures of flour is about 80 pounds. I had no idea. That's a lot. And the water that she probably put in was 42 cups. So it would be bigger when it grows up, when it develops and the leaven's in, bigger than the altar here. It would grow into a big thing. And evidently this baker that Jesus was mentioning in the parable of the leaven must have been doing it for a party, a wedding, or whatever, or maybe for the whole village, making bread. And again, something small with leaven in it then grew to something expansive and big. And so, again, like our faith, I am sure for me, and it's probably true for you, my times associated with grace here have been like leaven. You as a people of grace, the preaching here, the presence of people, the presence of the Spirit, the music. When I don't forget to include the prelude in the mornings, the music, everything is just wonderful, and it enriches. It's the leaven that has helped my faith grow. I heard, and then I noticed in one of the online sermons, it also mentioned this too. Long time ago, Tom Shaw, who later became our bishop, when he was a superior at SSJ in Cambridge, for some reason I was at a place, it could have been a clergy conference, I don't know, where he did meditations. And Tom was famous for doing meditations all over the place. Usually he didn't repeat himself, but this one he repeated. And it's about the parable today where the man goes and buys the field because there's a precious pearl that's been buried in it, the pearl of great value. And so the man rushes out, buys the field so he can have this pearl. Well, Tom went on years ago, probably farther back than some of you have been living, maybe, I don't know, long time ago. Tom mentioned that we as individuals need to be aware that God values us, each of us, as one of those pearls of great value, that he values us and loves us into sharing that value, that beauty, in new ways. And Tom went on to say that each of us, and this is a novel thing, and I've tried to keep up with it, not always successfully. Tom says we should sit still every day and allow God to thank us, for the intrinsic beauty that's in us, for the love we share, for who we are, for what we are, but for God to thank us each day, to thank us so that we can grow more and the value even be enhanced. And so we are called to stop and allow God to thank us. Thank us in ways that may seem uncomfortable at first, but as we go forward with it, it becomes more and more a practice, a religious practice, that is sort of like the leaven that comes in and blossoms and grows and helps us grow as Christians. And so as you and I accept God's love, his thanks, his mercy, we become renewed in a special way. Amen.